Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, we've had a lot of winter weather, of course, last week before all of this happening over the weekend. In the past few days, we've been talking about just how cold it is. It's just frigid. And it definitely feels like winter. And so, you know, with all of the heightened awareness around the winter storm that came through, the blast of air and the snow, sleet, and wherever you are in the region, there's a lot revolving around what goes into making sure our kids are safe at school, how they get to and from school, not just for the kids, but for the employees as well, your teachers, your coaches, your administrative support staff, everybody. And so we talking about that, there's a lot that goes into deciding whether or not to close school or whether or not to delay school or whether or not to have an early dismissal. Why is this of utmost importance to you in your position?
Well, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
One, you never want to close school if you don't have to, but you also have to make sure that not only your students are safe, but your employees that are traveling to teach your students are safe as well. And so all those factors have to go into play when we look at making those types of decisions. And, you know, if the governor declares a state of emergency, then that's a given that schools can close. If she declares it in your county, then they can close. And that is excusable. But if the governor does not declare it, then it is up to the school system to make the best decision for everybody and to ensure everybody's safe.
So if the governor declares that there is a state of emergency, are you saying it's mandatory that the school closes or it's optional?
It's optional, but we don't have to make it up.
Got it. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Right. And that goes for any state agency that's in that area as well.
Okay.
Is that they don't have to make it up. And, you know, we've talked a lot about community partners.
Yeah.
And just how important community partners are to our school system. Well, one of those happens to be the Talladega County EMA.
Yes.
You know, we rely on them to assist us with being weather aware. And, of course, they do so much more, which is why, you know, I want it... Leanne to come in today and just talk about a little bit about what they do. My son-in-law, Brady Knight, works at the EMA in Clanton.
Okay.
And so, you know, he gets texts from me as well that says, hey, what does that weather look like, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd much rather get Leanne's. Hers is right here.
So, absolutely.
I don't have to bother him as much.
Well, welcome, Leanne Butler, EMA Director for Talladega County. Thank you so much for being here. Talk to us about the decisions that go into whether or not you think it's advisable for a school to maybe dismiss, close early, have a late start, shut down completely. What are those decision-making points that you factor in? And who's some of that personnel that you surround yourself with to make those decisions?
So one of the first things that we do is when the National Weather Service in Birmingham starts sending out those notifications that something is on the horizon, we start forwarding that out to all of our partners throughout the county, all of my school systems, the hospitals, all my cities and road departments, police, fire. We start forwarding all that information out because we want them to know so that they can make those decisions, and as well as if we can do anything to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you're essentially getting your information from the National Weather Service. Is that pretty much correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the role of the EMA is to do what specifically with first responders and those people down the line?
So the way I look at EMA on a local standpoint, we're kind of like your local FEMA.
Yep.
We are, if our local responders can't get what they need, they contact us and we can try to get it from others throughout the state.
Yep.
But more specifically for the school systems, we're trying to make sure that they know what the weather is going to be so that they can make those decisions.
Yeah.
From their perspective of what they need to do.
Right.
And then once we let her know what that decision is, then they are available to provide supports if those supports are needed. Mm-hmm. And then it also helps keep us all cohesive in that decision-making so that, you know, I'm doing what Talladega County's doing, Talladega City.
Sure.
You know, all those that are in that reach, we try to all stay close together in some of that decision-making so that there's cohesiveness there.
So when it comes into – sorry, were you going to say something? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, when it comes to the decision-making process, just going back to that for a second, you're not just looking at a map on your phone and you're saying, as Dr. Eller, you're just not saying, oh, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really bad storm. We're just going to shut the school down. Let's send out a big notice about that. You are talking to multiple people.
Right.
And mainly a major part of that is the EMA. So what is that process like when it comes to deciding those things?
Nerve-wracking. No one ever prepares you in any of the superintendency stuff for canceling school or delaying school. Sure. So it's, you know, we're having conversations back and forth with Talladega, you know, EMA. I appreciate they are quick to send us information from the National Weather Service. So we always have an onset of, hey, something's coming.
Sure.
Then, you know, I take it to my team, which usually consists of Tom Osborne and Mike Robinson. That's the team that I work with at central office. You know, of course, we always, you know, we're tracking James Spann as well. You know, in addition to that, getting that, you know, weather alerts. I'm on his little special group chat. So, you know, I get extra things from him as well. And then I'm having conversations, like I said, with neighboring superintendents to say, hey, what does it look like for you? What does it look like for me? We try to coordinate, like I said, if at all possible, what we're going to do with our schools. And then, you know, we keep each other abreast of, hey, we're going to send this announcement at this time or that time. You know, and sometimes it's the last minute because, like I said, you don't want to close school. You don't want instruction to falter. And so, you know, a lot of times you're having to wait to see if that weather's really going to progress the way they say it's going to progress. And you always, always have to put safety first. And that's just vitally important because you don't want buses out on icy roads that could be dangerous. We have students that walk to school. We have to think about that as well. And then, you know, like I said, we also have personnel that travel from, you know, I mean, we've got individuals that drive over an hour to come teach for us every single day.
It's really, you know, you're spot on. You have to take into fact every single person that's going to be affected by this. Right. Leanne, what would you say is the biggest emergency risk in our area that people don't take seriously enough? And really, what should they start doing differently today to prepare for such things?
That's a tough question. and that's because we just have so many different things that could happen. Mm-hmm. We look at disasters and the big picture of what all could happen. But I think weather always comes in very high because even though we are accustomed to a lot of things, nobody seems to be fully prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a tornado outbreak or winter weather or anything. It just, that's always, when it happens, it's almost shocking.
Yeah. Would you say that, let's just clarify something really quick. You don't just sound sirens. That's not what the EMA does. That's
right.
Not all that the EMA does. You are alerting people, obviously, but that is not all you do. When it comes to tornado warnings and severe storms, what do people get wrong when they hear a siren? Or I mean, do they take it seriously? Do they not? What would you love to see changed or invoked in people's mindset to say, hey, I really need to pay attention to the weather in a time of serious impact.
So Dr. Eller said James Spann. James Spann is notorious for saying sirens are terrible.
Yeah.
I tend to agree a little bit.
Yeah.
it's antiquated technology.
Okay. Yeah.
So the first thing I say is everybody needs to have multiple ways of getting notifications,
sure,
whether that's through an app, listening to the radio, watching TV. You've got to have multiple ways of getting those notifications so that you can be prepared.
Yeah.
And I think next is just having those, having a kit. You know, we say that a lot, and a lot of, and I'm guilty of this as well. I don't always have a kit. Uh-huh. I don't have a kit in my car.
Yeah.
But if we get stuck in snow or ice and you're stuck in the car for an extended amount of time, you run out of gas, can you stay warm?
Right.
So it's a tough question.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're spot on. I mean, it's better to have that preparedness in your mind and physically than to not have it at all. And, you know, I know some people, you know, who they don't get less than half a tank of gas in their car. You know, they keep a bag in the back, you know, where they have, you know, a blanket and an extra change of clothes just in case. You know, I know some people who, you know, if they drive over water a good bit, they have one of those tap things that, can, you know, the metal that can, you know, open your window if, heaven forbid, you go into the water. So yeah, I mean, those are all safety precautions to keep in place, of course, to have that preparedness top of mind. Yeah.
And I'll have to say I've been guilty. So I was not very weather aware until I took this position.
Yeah.
So much so that my son would have to send me messages and go, Mom, you probably shouldn't drive home. There's a da-da-da-da happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, my best friend is very weather aware too. And she, even when the tornadoes came through not too long ago, the one that hit Winterboro and hit the, she was texting me saying, look, I know you're not watching the weather. But there's a tornado right near your house.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, and I think that there's something to be said also for the fact that, you know, both of us have spent, I mean, I've spent a lot of time, obviously, you know, 27 years in Mobile.
Right.
On the Gulf Coast, it's different.
Yeah.
You might be 200 miles north. Here, it's a totally different atmosphere, I feel like, and you know, more tornadoes up in this area.
Right.
And so I think there's a risk of there being a little bit of a, you know, there's just a difference.
Yeah.
And you just have to be prepared for whatever happens. And so I think that's where the great partnership of the EMA and Silicaga City Schools comes into play. And we're so appreciative of that local partnership, that community partnership, to make sure that you have every resource possible for you, Dr. Eller, on making sure that you're keeping your students, your faculty, your staff safe in times of weather crisis. So, thanks for that partnership for both of you.
Yes. I think I probably bother them more than anything because I start sending them text messages and just saying, hey.
No, it's good because it alerts me that, oh, there's weather coming.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider it a bother at all. I think it's probably a precautious measure for sure.
Yeah.
I'd rather be bothered than
I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it.
Leanne Butler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time today. And you can learn more about the Talladega County Emergency Management Agency at talladegacountyal.org. And they're located in Talladega, so off of Highway 21. So thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Dr. Eller, thank you for shining some light on this as well. And let's all be weather aware.
Yes.
Yes.